This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Building Character. In these lessons, Pastor Rick teaches us why it's important for us to mature in our faith. He shows us how to continually grow and develop spiritually so we can become more like Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help strengthen your prayer life. It's the redesigned Daily Hope Prayer Journal with all new art and graphics for 2020. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called How God Tests Your Faith.
God's goal on earth is not to make you happy. God's goal on your life is to grow you up to spiritual maturity. Happiness comes from holiness. And in heaven, you're going to be happy for trillions and trillions of years. This is the growing stage. This is the development stage. Not everything works perfectly, and not everything goes the way you want it to go, because God is much more interested in your character than he is your comfort. So you shouldn't expect everything to go right in this life. It's not going to. God wants to grow your character. He wants you to make you spiritually mature. He doesn't want you to be a spiritual baby all your life. And he wants you to grow up, and our model, of course, is Jesus Christ, who was love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. He was the fruit of the Spirit. And he's our model for spiritual maturity. Now, one of the ways that God grows you up is by testing you. You know, when you work out in a gym, you test your muscles by lifting weights, and the more weight you can lift, the more it tests your muscle, the more it grows your muscle. And God builds your character the same way, through a series of tests. And those tests test your faith, they test your character, they test your patience, they test all kinds of things in your life. Now, the good news behind that is that there's a purpose behind every problem in your life. Problems are not simply arbitrary. Problems are not simply by chance. The problems that come into your life are there to test your character, to grow your character, to grow your faith, to help you become all that God wants you to be, the man God wants you to be, the woman God wants you to be. So every problem has a purpose, and it's designed to help you grow. Now, we know that from what the Bible says. There at the top of your outline, James chapter 1, it says this. Whenever troubles come your way, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Huh? Oh, I got another problem. I'm happy. Whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Now, if it just stopped there, that wouldn't make any sense. But then it gives you the reason for the joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So, let it grow. Let it grow. For when it is fully developed, you will be, read it with me, strong in character and ready for anything. I want you to be strong in character. I want you to be ready for anything that happens in life, that you're able to handle. You are resilient. You are responsible. You are strong. You're a strong woman. You're a strong man because you have strength of character, and you're ready for anything because your faith is tested. Now, notice those two phrases. I want you to circle the phrase, faith is tested, and circle the phrase, strong in character, and draw a line between those two because they go together. The way you become strong in character is to have your faith tested. And I talked about it in the first message series, that God uses the conflicts and the problems and the pressures and the trials and the difficulties and the disasters and the dangers and the dead ends and the disappointments. He uses all of it to test your faith and to grow you strong in character. And if you intend to be the man or the woman God wants you to be, God will test your faith. Now, what I'm going to do today is just take you through six of the many tests you're going to go through. Fortunately, God wants you to pass the test. Okay, he wants you, so he gives you the answers in advance. Didn't you always like those open book tests? You go, you know, the answers are right there. All you got to go do is look it up. Well, the answers are all right here. They're in. This is the answer book for all the tests of your life. And God gives us many examples in the Bible to prepare us for the many different kinds of tests. Every test you're going to go through in life is already in this book. And if you study this book, then you're going to see from the characters in this book how to pass each test. Now, all we have time for today is to go through about five or six of these different tests, and we're going to use three different characters of the Bible: Noah, Abraham, and Moses. Three guys you've all heard of, and they went through tests, and you're going to go through those exact same tests. These six tests, I've been through them dozens of times in my life. You have too. You may not even realize it was a test, but you have been going through these tests over and over in your life. Now, good news, as I said, God wants you to pass the test. Now, let's start with this first guy, Noah. The Bible tells us that when God created the earth, it was perfect. There were no problems. There were no sorrows, no sin, no sadness, no suffering, no tears, no trials, no temptation. It was just a perfect place. It was Eden. But man messed it up. And the longer man went along, we started having pollution, we started having problems, we had conflict, we had wars, we have injustice, we have racism, we have all of these problems in life. We have sexual abuse and all the, God didn't start any of these things. Man started murder. Man started jealousy. Man started, cheating and dishonesty and adultery and all these different things. Anyway, the world got worse and worse and worse. Until the Bible says God was so grieved that he had even made the earth because it was going in the wrong direction. And he said, I'm just going to start over. And when he looked down on the earth, the Bible says the earth was so evil, he could only find one guy. He could only find one righteous guy in the entire planet. And the guy's name was Noah. And the Bible tells us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'm grateful for Noah, because if it weren't for him, none of us would be here. Now, when we talk about, by the way, racism and race, really there's only one race. It's the human race, because we all came from Noah.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Pastor Rick has developed a powerful way to re-energize your prayer life. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Writing down your prayer requests and noting how God has answered you is a spiritual habit that will deepen your prayer life. Your faith will be strengthened as you go back and review your prayers and reflect on how God has been working in your life. To keep it interesting for you, Daily Hope comes out with a new prayer journal every year that has a fresh look and feel. This year, the Daily Hope Prayer Journal is themed after Psalm 19:1, where the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." It has a soft, deep blue vegan leather cover and is packed full of scriptures and beautiful artwork that will help inspire you to journal and track your prayers. Pastor Rick asked us to send you a copy of this great resource as his way of saying thanks for your financial support of the Daily Hope Ministry. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Now, when we talk about, by the way, racism and race, really there's only one race. It's the human race, because we all came from Noah. Every one of us here came from Noah. And after the flood, his sons spread out all around the world and started at different cultures and different things like that. But we're all from Noah. We all have, all of our blood bleeds red. None of you bleed green blood. Okay, we may look different on the outside, but on the inside, we're really all the same, because we all came from this one guy, Noah, who obviously came from Adam. Now imagine if you are this guy, Noah, or you're his wife, or you're one of his kids, and you know the world's a pretty evil place, and God comes to your dad or your husband and says, I'm going to start over. I'm going to wipe out everything. I'm going to flood the earth, and I want you to build a big boat. We're going to call it an ark. And I'm going to bring all the animals to you, and you're going to put your families and your and all these animals on an ark, and we're just going to start over you. Would you believe that? Would you think, am I hearing right? What? What are you talking about? Now, this is the very first test. Write this down. You're going to go through a kind of test like this in your life many, many times. And it is a new task. A new task or a new dream. God's going to come to you and say, here's what I want you to do. Or here's what I'm asking you to do. Or here's what I'm telling you to do. And it could be so big that it just seems impossible. It's an impossible dream or it's an impossible task. I call this the what test. Because when God comes to you and talks to you and says, here's what I want you to do, you go, what? Moi? Me? No way. You got the wrong guy. I think that person lives down the street. What? That's the what test in life. When God asks you to do something that's so new or so difficult, You don't even imagine yourself doing it. Now, here's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11. And all the verses today are out of Hebrews chapter 11. It was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood, and he obeyed God, who warned him about something that, notice this, had never happened before. The Bible tells us that up to this time, it had never rained on earth. That's why they'd never seen a rainbow. It had never rained. The Bible tells us that a mist came up from the ground at night, kind of like dew, a condensation. There was some kind of condensation that happened in the earth that watered all of the animals and all of the vegetables and all the plants. This is why before the flood, people lived a whole lot longer. The atmosphere changed. People lived 200, 300, 400 years. I think God did that intentionally so they'd have lots of kids to populate the earth. But after all of a sudden, after the flood, the age starts going down and that people aren't living as long. Something changed in the environment, in the firmament, in the climate, in that environment. But notice it says there it had never happened before. When you have this first test, it's going to be when God comes to you and says, I want you to do this. Now, it may not be build an ark, but it's something, number one, you've never done before, and number two, it seems impossible. That's the what test. What? Are you kidding me? You're going to go through the what test. You've never done it before, or it seems impossible. Now, what is faith? This is a test. Write this down. Faith is facing the future without knowing what. Faith is facing the future without knowing what. Noah built an ark by faith. And in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not see. Faith is facing the future without knowing what's going to happen. And you've got this big task, this new task. It's impossible. You've never done it before. You're going to have that test many, many times in life. God will ask you to do something you've never done before. Number two, here's the second test, a major change. A major change. First, a new task. The second is a major change. And I call this the where test. Where are we going, Lord? Where are we going with this one? And you have a major change upset in your life. A good example of this kind of test is the guy named Abraham. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 8 to 10, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home. See, this is a big change. To leave home and go to another land. He's going to make a major move that God would give him as in his inheritance. And he went, notice, without knowing where. Circle the where. This is the where test. Without knowing where he was going. Now, Abraham is a guy who lived at a city called Ur, which is in the Ur of the Chaldees over in the Iraq, Iran area, Ur of the Chaldees. How would you like to live in Ur? Where are you from? Ur. Oh, sorry, you had gas. Where are you from? Ur. You burped again. Ur, okay. Abraham lived in the city, big city called Ur, and God says, I've picked you out, and I'm going to make you a great nation, but I'm not going to make you a great nation here in the Iraq area. I'm going to move you over to the Palestine area, to the Israel area, and I want you to get ready to move. Now, this is an especially difficult move, major change for Abraham. Why? First, he's 75 years old. When he's ready for Social Security, God says, get ready for social insecurity. When he's ready to hang it up and slow down and play golf, God says, take it down, put it on, get ready for the adventure of your life. At age 75, that's not really when you're getting ready to start your greatest adventure in life. Okay, but this is a major change at age 75. He's ready to retire. God says, I'm ready to inspire. You're getting ready to move into your greatest victory in life after age 75. Now, Abraham had a lot to move because the Bible tells us he was a very wealthy guy. So he had years of accumulation. He had a lot of cattle. He had a lot of sheep. He had a lot of goats. He had a lot of family. He had a lot of people working for him, lots of people, employees. And God says, I'm going to move you to a new country. And Abraham says, where are we going? He says, I'll let you know. He said, how will I know when I get there? He said, I'll let you know. He said, what direction? I said, just head that way. And how long is it going to take? I'll let you know. Would you move? If God said, I'm not going to tell you where you're going, how long it's going to take, where you're going to end up, what it's going to be like, just trust me. This is the second test of life, a major change. The test of life is the where test. Imagine, how long is it going to take? I'll let you know. It's totally on faith. Abraham, by faith, obeyed God to leave home and go to another land. Would you do that? You're going to be tested by God when he's going to say, I want you to go that direction. And you go, where? Head that way. What's at the end? I'll let you know. This is a test. Some of you are in the where test of life right now. Some of you are in that first test. Okay, what? But some of you are in the where test. And the where test is God saying, I'm going to move you, and you don't know where yet. That is a test of your character to test your faith. Now, write this down. Faith is following God's leading without knowing where. Faith is following God's leading without knowing where. Sometime God might say, I want you to quit your job. Well, what's the new job? I'll let you know. I want you to sell your house. Where are we going to move? I'll let you know. That is the second test of life, the where, that builds your character. The what and the where. The new task and the major change. Faith is following God's leading without knowing where. So Abraham does this. And he packs up all of his wealth and all of his cattle and camels and sheep and goats and employees and family and grandkids and everything. And he heads off that direction having no idea where he's going. He eventually gets to Canaan. But still, when he gets to the land, he doesn't get to settle down. In fact, he has to live in tents the rest of his life. And that leads me to the third test. And write this down. The third test you're going to have in life is a delayed promise. You can count on this one, folks. God has over 7,000 promises in the Bible for you. He is not guaranteed to fulfill every one of them instantly. I've told you this before. God is not a vending machine where you put in the prayer and pull the promise button and you get everything instantly. If you did, it wouldn't require any faith. If every prayer of yours was instantly answered, you'd think God was your genie. Your wish is my command. God is not your genie. God doesn't work for you. You work for God. God is not your genie. He has made all these promises, but he has all of eternity to fulfill them. Some of the promises that God has made to you are not even going to be filled here in this lifetime. They're going to be fulfilled in eternity. He's got all of heaven and eternity to fulfill them. But the delayed promise is what I call the when test. First you're going, what, Lord, what? Then you're going, where, Lord, where? And in this one you're going, when, Lord, when? When are you going to answer my prayer? When are you going to hear me? When are things going to change in my marriage? When am I going to get married? When am I going to graduate? When am I going to have a baby? When am I going to get that promotion? It's the when question of life. That's the third test. You're going to go through the when test many, many times in life. Hebrews 11, 8 to 10 says this. Even after Abraham reached the land God had promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner living in a tent. He couldn't even settle down. He's living in a tent, moving around the country God had said, I'm giving you. And by the way, he says, so did Isaac and Jacob. That's his son and his grandson. So for three generations, they're kind of like nomads. Even though God said, I'm giving you this country called Israel, you're not going to get it in this timetable. Even living in a tent, so did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. Abraham did this because he was confidently looking forward to a city whose eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. Now, in that verse, I want you to circle the word, it's in caps, promise. Circle the word promise. It's used twice, and this is a very important word. It was promised to him, the same promise.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Pastor Rick has a powerful way to re-energize your prayer life. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Do you ever feel like your prayers get stuck in a rut? Would you like to know what God told me to do when my prayer life got stuck in a rut? It was a time when I just felt like I was praying the same thing over and over and over. In fact, I was beginning to wonder if God was even answering my prayers or even listening. Maybe you felt that way sometimes, or maybe you feel that way right now. So what did God tell me to do? Well, here's what he told me. It was such a powerful way to re-energize my prayer life, and it was so simple that I want to pass it on to you. God told me to do this. He said, Rick, start writing down what you're saying to me, and then I want you to write down what I say to you. Write down what you say to me, and then write down what I say to you. You see, it's really not that complicated. God just said I should start by writing down what I'm feeling, and then I should write down what he tells me after I've read his word. It's really just a form of journaling. And spiritual journaling is a spiritual habit that will help your prayers stay fresh and effective. If you've never tried it, I'm begging you, try this for a week or two and see if it doesn't reinvigorate your prayer life. Journaling has many, many benefits to your spiritual life. It'll help you stay consistent in your prayers. It'll give you a permanent reminder of how God answers your prayers because you've written them down. It shows how God is working in your life. You can go back and review it. It'll even help you worship God more and more as you speak to him. God speaks to people who care enough to write it down. So write down what God tells you, but you've got to have a place to do that. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to help you take this simple step of learning this new spiritual habit in your prayers, of writing down your prayers and writing down your prayer requests. So what I did is I had my Daily Hope team create a brand new spiritual prayer journal. It's got a real simple-to-follow format that'll help you put into practice God's wisdom that is found in Philippians 4:6. That says this, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Those four things are part of the format of our prayer journal for this year. It's really cool. You're going to love this tool.
Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope. And we'll send you this powerful resource. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.